This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, why 30 Rock and other sacred TV cows should not win an Emmy. But first, to the real-life drama of the week, the financial crisis, and how it's affecting the presidential race. Both candidates address the issue today. Here's John McCain in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Americans have a right to know when their jobs, pensions, IRAs, investments, and our whole economy are being put at risk by the recklessness of Wall Street. And under my reforms for the financial sector, that fundamental right will be protected.
And here's Barack Obama in Coral Gables, Florida.
What we're looking at right now is to provide the Treasury and the Federal Reserve with as broad authority as is necessary to stabilize markets and to maintain credit. We also need a more institutional response to create a system that can manage some of the underlying problems with bad mortgages, help homeowners stay in their homes, protect the retirement and savings of working Americans.
I'm joined now by NPR News analyst Juan Williams. And Juan, the New York Times says that this financial crisis has basically transformed the presidential race and wiping away practically every other issue, and that this is going to define the campaign from here on out. Both senators are running as outsiders and saying it's Washington that needs to be fixed. And which candidate is benefiting most from this crisis?
Well, right now, what you see in the poll numbers is that while McCain had gotten a bump post-convention, Barack Obama has come back in the midst of this economic storm, and so several of the tracking polls now show him. It's still within the margin of error, but with Barack Obama taking a slight lead again, and I think that's directly tied to the notion of economic instability. So in the short term, it looks as if what it's done is even things out, but in the long term, what you're talking about, who's most likely to benefit, that's a little less clear. It is clear that voters by, I think it's 2-1, feel the Democrats, they prefer to have a Democrat handling the economy at this time. There's this question that's so interesting, I think, to a lot of the political strategists. They say, you know, typically Americans, when there's a real crisis, tend to think of Republicans as the ones who manage Wall Street, manage big corporations, manage business. And so will they, if they think things are going to crater, go back to the Republicans in fitting with that line of thinking?
But then you also see that in some polls, Americans are looking toward the government to do more than it's done, perhaps to do more in terms of regulation.
Without a doubt, there's a sense that Wall Street went way over the line here. And I'm in Arkansas as I'm talking to you today. And I must tell you that just in talking to people all around the state, and especially the political leaders, I'm surprised, Republican or Democrat, how angry people are at Wall Street and how much they have a sense that Wall Street was involved in, you know, a gambling game with their money and has disappointed the country. So regulation, I think, is part of this. But if Obama or McCain starts talking about heavy regulation, I think there's going to be a very quick backlash.
Looking back over the week, which candidate has the advantage? Which candidate actually kind of captured this anger that you're talking about that the voters are feeling?
Well, I think without a doubt, it's Barack Obama who captured the anger because Barack Obama talked about the need for some regulation and also about the idea that the average person in the country is dealing with kitchen table issues ranging from health care to, you know, paying for retirement. John McCain made a huge misstep this week when he said that he thought the fundamentals of the U.S. economy were strong. His campaign immediately issued statements, got him on all sorts of TV stations to say that he didn't mean quite that. But it was the wrong language at the wrong time, and he has since said, of course, we're in some sort of crisis. So I think that if you're looking at how things are playing in the short run, advantage Obama.
And what about the tone of the race? It seems to me that it's gotten a lot harsher.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. You know, there was a study done this week that found that, in fact, Senator Obama's ads have been far more negative over the last month than Senator McCain's. Now, when you say you pick up this negative tone in the campaign, I think what you're really also, you know, honing in on is the idea that we've only got about 50 days to go before Election Day. And in fact, in many parts of the country, you're going to have early voting. So it's a very compact time frame. I think people are so anxious about this election, and we have so many crises on our hands, from economic crises to concern over the state of the war, not only in Iraq, but Afghanistan, that there is a sense of urgency beyond what we are accustomed to in politics, and that's why things have become so sharp.
Juan, thank you.
You're welcome, Madeline.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams. Stay with us. NPR's Day to Day continues.